Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 243, Peace Beyond Reason. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Let that settle for just a moment. Don't rush past it, because Paul didn't write those words from a comfortable chair. He wrote them from a prison cell, in chains. And still he speaks of peace, a peace that surpasses, that outstrips, that goes further than human understanding can follow. And that is exactly what we need to hear, because our minds want to make a deal. I'll have peace once I understand what's happening. Once I see the way out, once things resolve. But Paul says something that turns that logic upside down. He says the peace of God arrives before the answers come. It doesn't wait for the diagnosis. It doesn't wait for the bills to be paid or the relationship to be mended. It comes in the middle of the confusion. It comes when nothing has been figured out yet. It comes when you need it most. And when it comes, it does something very specific. It guards. The word Paul uses is a military term. Picture a sentinel posted at the gate of a garrison, still, alert, unmoving. God's peace stations itself at the door of your heart and will not let anxiety take the throne, because that throne belongs to Christ and to Christ alone. But notice, it's not only the heart, it's also the mind. God knows exactly where the battle starts. It starts in our thoughts, that loop you can't turn off at 2 in the morning, that worry that comes rushing back every time you try to rest. He guards both, the heart and the mind. God left nothing undefended. And here is what must be clear. This peace is not a coping strategy. It is not deep breathing or positive thinking. It is a person. Peace dwells in Christ Jesus, and it is in Christ that the believer finds real shelter, not a shelter that lasts only until the storm passes, a shelter that holds you while the storm is still raging. When you remain in him, the sentinel stands firm. The guard does not waver. The world offers peace too, but it's a peace with conditions attached. It's the peace that shows up when everything is going well, when the circumstances line up, when life cooperates. And when life doesn't cooperate, it vanishes. God's peace is different. It is unconditional because it comes from the one who is above every circumstance, above the sphere, above the uncertainty, above everything that is keeping you up at night. So today, my friend, before breakfast, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper. Write down the one worry that has occupied your mind most this week. Just one. The one that keeps coming back. Write it honestly, and then fold that paper, fold it as a real physical act of placing that worry into the hands of Christ. Not because you're pretending the problem has disappeared, but because you are choosing to trust the one who guards your heart and your mind in Christ, Jesus. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.